Good evening, everyone, and welcome back to Northwood Basketball Weekly, sponsored by Fricks on Sports Radio 100.9 The Mitt. I'm Travis McCurdy, joined first by our women's basketball coach, Autumn. Autumn Hagedorn. Coach, how are you?
Doing well.
It's good to come on. I actually spoke to Coach Church earlier, even though you're our leadoff today. I spoke to Coach Church earlier, and I said, it's hard to say how you're doing after an 0-2 week, but I can ask you how you're doing after a 2-0 week for you guys. So it was a good week for you guys.
Doing really well. Like the way we started the new year, having success at home isn't something that we haven't seen all year.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
This week will be a good test for us.
So after Coach Hagedorn, we'll have Alexa Kolnitis, the Midland native, as the women's guest. And on the men's program, we will have Tom Church as well as senior point guard Noah Pruitt. I'd like to thank Fricks for sponsoring our show. As always, they always are good to us. Coach Reckaway, or artist formerly known as Coach Reckaway, is always good to us. And we always look forward to seeing our friends at Fricks. Coach, two wins last week, two different games, two actually really kind of odd games in a lot of ways. But we'll start with Lake Erie first, 98-74 over the Storm. And we've talked a bunch between now and then, and it's one of the weirdest box scores I've ever seen, but in the end, you guys really took control in the second half and got the win.
Yeah, credit to Lake Erie. They did a great job coming out, pressuring us defensively, making some things very difficult. We turned the ball over a lot in the first half.
I think we had
16 turnovers going into the half, so it wasn't obviously the game plan we wanted. They definitely rushed us into shots, rushed us into turnovers, but I thought we took care of the ball much better in the second half.
Yeah, you look at the final box score, you had 22 turnovers, but still scored 98 points. Mm-hmm. But then, like, at halftime, you were up 42-31, which is a close game.
Felt like we were down 10.
And, but, like, you had shot a great percentage. They shot a poor percentage. You out-rebounded them by a massive margin the first half. And it's an only 11-point game because, like you mentioned, 17 first-half turnovers. Did you make any adjustments, or did you just focus on cleaning up what you were doing wrong in terms of taking care of the ball?
Yeah, we changed the press break a little bit. We thought we were going to see more of a zone press. That's what they had been doing all year. So obviously out of the first game out of the break, they have some days to work on some things, and they did more of a run and jump full court man. So we just had to make some adjustments. Good thing we had just played Grand Valley before the break. So
yeah,
we did
similar.
A similar type to press break and took care of it a lot more specifically against the press.
Yeah, and like we said, offensively, like the thing that we last week we can really talk about is your shooting. Outside of the first quarter and the game two against Thomas More, your offense was incredibly efficient. When you got shots off, you were shooting in the 60s almost the whole time.
Yeah, and I think, too, with a press, if you do break it and take care of it, you're going to get high-percentage shots, and I think we got high-percentage shots the entire game.
Yeah, it did feel like, because obviously you rebounded really well, too. The first half was either we scored or we turned it over. It felt like every single time down the floor.
Yeah.
In that first game, obvious story game one, story of the week, Maddie Volker, GMAC player of the week, scored a career high 30 points in the game, also became the 1,000-point scoring club, the 20th member of the club at Northwood. And I don't, like I told you when we interviewed at halftime, it might be the most points anyone scored in the game. They reached 1,000 points for their career. But that was a tremendous performance by Maddie in that game.
Yeah, and it shows, too. Like, it's hard to sit here and say, people don't know when they're about to hit their 1,000th point.
Yeah,
I mean, everybody knows.
Yeah,
so
everybody knew that
it's, you try to keep it a secret, but it's always a thing that people know. And usually it is hard to get there. Like, it is, as a coach, the most.
Well, and like, the thing is, for you,
so
you don't want to bring it up and make it a big deal. You got to let them do it and then make a big deal, which is what you guys
do. It just shows, obviously, how Maddie is, though. Like, she's so composed. She doesn't let a lot frazzle her. So just shooting the ball with confidence. She knows she's a fifth year. She's been here, shot a lot of times in this gym. So to have it happen at home was that much more special.
30 points, 10 of 14 from the floor, 3 for 4 from 3, 7 for 8 from the foul line, 6 rebounds. Just a great all-around performance. But she wasn't the only one who had a great game in that game. Leah Holmes, 19 points, 11 rebounds, 5 assists, 4 steals, 4 blocks. Like we said, like we talked after the game on Saturday, the toughest thing about this week was to pick who we were going to nominate for Player of the Week because they had so many great candidates. But and we've talked a lot about Maddie. We're going to talk a lot about Leah throughout the year. But again, what I've liked about Leah a lot, because we'll get to the Thomas More game in a second, but Thomas More basically came in saying, we are not going to let her beat us.
For sure.
And she still had 11 points, 11 rebounds in that game that she's still productive in games when she is the absolute focal point of the defense on the other
side. Totally.
Hand.
And I think just we talked about this before as well, just the four assists, like that stat line is remarkable. And to see a post player have four assists out of a double as a freshman is really, really hard. You know, they want to speed you up. They want to attack you when you're on your, you know, mid dribble so that they can take it from you to force you to turnovers. And that did happen early in the year.
Yeah.
And just to see her turn around and work on it. And we obviously implement it into practice, but her to be able to execute and us to have shooters that are ready to catch and shoot when she makes those passes.
One more player I want to talk about from that game, Alexa Kolnaitis. She's our next guest. And we've talked a lot about her coming from Davenport, having a different role at Davenport at Northwood. And for her adjustment, different role at Northwood, different teammates, different scheme. Everything's different for her. And to see how comfortable she is now and being the player we all know she could be, it's got to be great because she's such a great kid. We love to see her do well, she's doing it right now.
Yeah, obviously, Alexa's been on our radar for recruiting back since she was a junior in high school. So we're just so happy that Alexa is here and that she is finding her way. And I knew she would get here, and I said at the beginning of the season it would probably take till about January just because it is a new system, a new coach, a new teammates. Like, everything is new. So she's embraced it. She's been, you know, very hardworking. She's been very involved. She wants to get better. She wants to learn and grow. So that I can't speak any more highly of Alexa and what she's been to our team.
So then, good win on Thursday. Saturday, you played Thomas More. And Thomas More came out really good defensively. They're an interesting team. They got a really good post. They got a kind of a wing that's a tough matchup for us because she's too fast for a post and she's too strong for a guard who had a really good game. But defensively early on, I'm saying all that to be positive towards Thomas More. Ultimately, the first quarter, you guys couldn't throw in the ocean.
Yeah.
It's 12-8 after one, after scoring 98 points. Like, doing the broadcast saying, I can't believe this is the same team that scored 98 points. In the last three quarters, you were the team that scored 98 points, and you really got going on that game. Talk a little bit about your thoughts of that game in general.
Yeah, and you know, it's one of those things where you go into halftime, a lot of times as a coach you're angry when you're missing shots like that, because you're like, oh, I wish we could execute, I wish we could do this, but it ultimately came down that we had wide open looks. Like, we had wide open threes, we had wide open layups, we had wide open, you know, good takes and good shots for our team, and we just had to have the confidence to know that those were going to fall in the second half. And obviously the zone helped a little bit. They went to the zone to start the second half, and we got a couple easy wide open shots that ultimately obviously fell and kind of changed that momentum and put the lid off the basket for us, and we shot the ball really well in the second half.
Yeah, and you mentioned on the broadcast the other night that their zone is very good. They don't use it all the time, and Synergy is a program you guys use that, like, it rates everything, and it was very highly – it was rated excellent. And but ultimately – and in that situation, if I'm the Thomas More coach, I see – again, we're trying to stop Leah – they can't make a shot right now.
Why not?
Go to zone. And, but unfortunately for him, it literally changed the course of the game, because then all of a sudden all the shots you missed in the first half started going in the second.
Yes, it did, definitely. I was really proud of our execution, too. It's something that we worked on, obviously, in the scout. They had just played Saginaw Valley and went to it in the second quarter. And, I mean, they struggled to score. So it was just one of those things where when it's working, it's really, really good. And when you break it and you see a shot go in, it can be, you know, the game changer.
Yeah, because after the first quarter the other night, you guys were 4 for 14, 0 for 5 from 3. And then by the end of the game, your stats end up being really good, like above 50%. Because even 4 for 14, I think you made a couple baskets late in the quarter, because you were in the single digits for most of that quarter.
Yeah.
And you end up being 51% overall, 44% from 3. In that game, I didn't mention Maeve St. John in the first game. She had an excellent shooting night. She was 6% from the floor, was very efficient. But taking care of the ball was not her best night. 1 assist, 7 turnovers. And then Saturday, you could put on her Mount Rushmore best games as a Timberwolf for me.
Sure.
18 points, 9 assists, 7 rebounds, 1 turnover. And especially early on when the shots weren't falling, late in the first quarter, into the second quarter, she was getting to the rim and finishing and starting to get the offense going.
Yeah, she was phenomenal at getting in the paint, creating. When they went to the zone, she was the floor general in that. And she got people the ball that were wide open. And her ability to create, to pass, and to finish is remarkable. When she's on, it's scary for other teams.
Well, and then actually I feel like you could say that about the whole team, but, like, really Maddie Volker coming off that great performance and we're recognized for 1,000 points. Everybody's cheering. And she got off to a very slow start. It was probably her worst half of the year, was the first half. And then second half, she gets 11 of her 16 points. I don't know if she missed a shot in the second half, maybe one. And again, full credit to her for just figuring out a way, even when things don't start well, to finish well.
No, she, and you know, it is hard to come off. You almost have that like hangover type feel when you come off your 1,000 point and 30 points in a
Everybody's
game.
Everybody's celebrating. The family's there.
Yes,
head, your
yes,
head is, they
your
got
head
the head
is
on
the stands,
stick.
You get a ball before the game. Like it would have been remarkable for her to come out as hot as she did the game before. But to see her turn around in the second half was, you know, senior. She's a 5th-year senior, and that's what they do, and that's what Maddie did.
So Maeve had 18, Maddie had 16. Again, we mentioned Leah got 9 shots off, but it was hard work for her to get those 9 shots off.
For
11
sure.
points, 11 rebounds, 5 blocks. Her shot blocking ability is just, it's unbelievable. I mean, like you guys had a heart to heart earlier this year about the rebounding, and since then she's been rebounding at like crazy, and yeah, we this turns into the Leah Holmes worship hour a lot of times at the show, but right now she deserves it.
She does, and I think too, like, rebounding is something that comes natural to her, but she never had to really do it. Like, she never had to pursue the ball. She never had to box out. Like, she was always just more athletic than everyone.
Yeah,
she could
just
go get the rebound. Where now she's understanding timing. Now she's understanding, you know, feel for the ball, when to release, when to go get it, when to box, and it's really paying off for her.
Yeah. Alexa Kolnaitis, happy birthday on that day. 9 points in the second half, 3 for 4 from 3. The shooting in particular is the thing that we've been waiting to see.
Yeah.
We know it's in there, and she's been really good the last few weeks.
Yeah, specifically the last 3 games. I mean, she's been someone that's hit big-time shots for us from behind the arc. And we know she's capable of it, so it's one of those things where, you know, shoot or shoot, and we just keep telling her that. And she's finally got the confidence and the, you know, ability to knock it down in those tough situations.
Yeah, and one of my favorite subplots of the year with your team right now is Maylin McNeely. I've got a catchphrase for her now. For those of you in your 40s, you remember Chris Carter. All he does is catch touchdowns from Chris Berman back in the 90s. Maylin McNeely, all she does is make big threes. Because, again, last week, in big situations where you could either lose momentum or gain a lot of momentum, she was like 6 for 6 in those situations from 3 last week. And it's just – it's been – and you talked a little bit about that Saturday because it's just her personality.
Yeah, she's very calm, cool, and collected. She's got a little spunkiness to her. So it's like, yeah, I'm open. I'm going to shoot it. That kind of mentality, which is, you know, great to have. But, I mean, she's been getting in the gym. She's been seeing the ball go through the hoop. Her, you know, mechanics and everything is really, really good. She's a good shooter. So just to see her confidence to take those shots in those big moments and then obviously to knock it down is really exciting.
Yeah, we've been seeing the results. Because early in the camp and stuff, you saw her out there. You saw everything looked good, but the ball just wasn't going in. Now it's going in.
Yeah.
She's full of confidence. It's great to see. We're talking with Autumn Hagedon here on Northwood Basketball Weekly, sponsored by Fricks on Sports Radio 100.9 The Mitt. Travel hit the road. Even with the week off, it feels like you've just been living here for a while. So it's been a long time since you guys have gotten on the bus here.
Yeah, since Finley.
Yeah, that feels like
since the Cedarville Finley trip.
Yeah, and that was let's see. December 16th, so it's been 3 full weeks, close to a month now. You guys have not been you've been home or not playing. And this weekend you've got Ohio Dominican and Tiffin. Ohio Dominican's much improved. You told me a little bit about that the other day.
Yeah, I mean, they got a new coach this season. They are playing hard. They are playing smart. They are playing together. Obviously, they have veteran in Gabby Stair, who's a 5th-year coming back. She's Maddie's age and very talented basketball player. She's kind of a really tough matchup because she can, you know, shoot the ball. She can get to the rim. She does a lot of really good things for their team. But their guards have improved so much from last year to this year. It's been, you know, as a basketball fan, fun to watch, but also like, oh crap, like we gotta figure out how we're gonna stop them.
Yep. And then Saturday at Tiffin at 1 o'clock, and tell us a little bit about the Dragons. Obviously, you got a busy stretch here, actually, because we got a busy stretch coming up here. Tell us about Tiffin.
Yeah, they have a lot, some veteran players, but mainly freshmen and sophomores are playing a lot of minutes this year. So a lot of new faces. They have a really talented freshman, and they go zone. Like, I mean, 90% on synergy, they're in a zone. So it'll be a good thing that we just saw Thomas More zone, but also have to have a few things prepared to be ready to attack it.
And then I don't know if we'll be on the air before then, but Tuesday against Hillsdale, another. This one Tuesday against Hillsdale is back here at Reapma, but Chargers were picked to finish pretty high in the league, and they're off to a good start in conference play.
They are. They beat Ferris this year. Yeah. They've had some big surprises in that regard. A lot of returners. have good post players, have good perimeter shooting. Really solid, solid team.
Well, busy week. Should be fun. Coming off a really great week. And to wrap up before I finish, like, to see your, I would say young, but your new group of players all starting to really gel and come together. It's got to be really fun for you as a coach.
It has been, yeah. It's been amazing to get to this point. It's taken a lot of patience, a lot of time, a lot of repetition. But I think we're starting to finally gel and get that that team chemistry down, you know, with not even just so many new young players, just so many new players in general. Like you said, a lot of these players haven't played together. You know, Maddie and Maver, really the only two returners that got significant minutes last season. So to see, you know, people step up in those roles, and then obviously people joining us from high school or from another school, it's been great to see us all kind of start to click.
According to the calendar, it has been 2 months since we played Saginaw Valley.
Wow.
But that feels like it's about 16 years ago.
It does.
This team
we're
is
a completely different
we are
team.
Now yeah. and we're then. It's it's really exciting to see. Almost 2 months ago tomorrow. So anyway, Autumn, thanks for joining us. Good luck this week.
Thanks so much.
We'll take a break. Come back with Alexa Kolnitis. You're listening to Northwood Basketball Weekly, sponsored by Fricks on Sports Radio 100.9 The Mitt. Welcome back to Northwood Basketball Weekly, sponsored by Fricks on Sports Radio 100.9 The Mitt. Our next guest is one of the new members of the team. She's a familiar name to all of us in the Midland community, Alexa Kolnitis. Alexa, welcome to the show.
Hi.
It's good to have you. Everybody calls you Coley, so I will refer to you as Coley the rest of the way. How long has Coley been a thing? Is that Northwood thing or is it pre-Northwood?
Coley happened in AAU.
Okay.
So Jake coached me. He was my coach.
I'm sorry.
Sophomore year.
I'm sorry.
AAU. No, it was actually one of my favorite seasons.
Jake
ever.
Volker, our assistant coach, that everybody loves, but I love to make fun of too, as everybody else does too.
Yes, yes. Yeah, the AAU thing was Coley came around and. Just my last name's Kolnitis, and they shortened that, and hasn't left.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I mean, I got T-Mac when I came to Northwood, and it hasn't left in 20-some years. So, like, and I
like it. It's got a nice ring to it.
It is. It does. I really like it, too. So, yeah, I mean, and yeah, so now my family members call me that. So it's I'm saying it's really stuck. And, you know, our athletic director, Mr. Curtis, gave me that, which is crazy. So we did something right for once, I guess. So, Coley, as the season goes on, I think you guys are getting better and better. Talk about the progression from, say, the start of the year. There's so many new even people that were here before, because even Maddie Volker was playing a different position last year at this time. Mm-hmm. Talk about where you were at the start of the year to where you are now.
It's been a great progression to see. Just everybody comes in every single day and practices are competitive. We're always looking to make each other better. And being a part of that, it's a great feeling to have. Just watch everybody grow together. You know, because a part of it, it's like we all don't know each other. Well,
specifically
coming in being new. We don't
know
each other.
Lots of freshmen, too. So, I mean, yeah.
Yeah, we're just learning each other's games on the court and just learning how to trust each other. It's been pretty sweet. I'm excited to see where it keeps going.
Yeah, and you've had a lot of players, like, really stepped up, obviously. Maeve St. John's been great. Maddie's the player of the week this year, got 1,000 points. Leah has just exploded and continues to get better and better. But it's a good group. You guys are a close-knit group, too. It seems like the camaraderie is really high as well.
Oh, for sure, yeah. And, I mean, I love the girls. There's so many different personalities on the team.
They are. They really are. So you almost came here out of high school, end up going to Davenport, and then transferred back. And obviously your experience at Davenport or whatever. But, like, this is very different than Davenport, and your role is very different, too. I know Autumn said, like, early on, she's like, Coley didn't really get a chance to shoot that much at Davenport, and we know she's a great shooter, and we just got to let her get better. And then the last few games, you've just been shooting it so well. It's got to feel really good to get that confidence back and know you're going to knock down those shots.
Oh, yeah, for sure. And having Autumn's support and just, like, being able to talk through everything, it just means everything, helps a lot.
Yeah, and, you know, obviously the start of the year, it's funny because, you know, like, start of the year, I just think back to, like, the team that played Saginaw Valley at the first game of the year.
Yeah.
Is not even anywhere near what this team is now.
No.
And it's just the progressions and stuff. What have you learned about your teammates as this time has gone on this year that's maybe surprised you about them and as people and as players?
I think when I first got here, I was surprised because I played against a lot of
obviously,
people.
Obviously, we've played lots of games against you over the years.
Oh, 100%. And just even growing up, so I was surprised by how goofy and how much fun everybody was.
Yeah,
that was like
that's
my first
so
like
true.
Big, like,
yeah.
Whoa, because I've only seen the competitive.
Yeah, yeah.
I've only been on the other edge of the sword.
Yeah, yeah, when it's game day, yeah.
Yeah, for sure. But, I don't know, more than anything, I'm surprised how resilient there is. Like,
yeah.
People responding to tough days. That's probably what I'm most proud of, for sure.
Yeah, and I think culture is so important. And, again, not comparing to what you have not had before, but, like, I think Autumn's biggest strength as a coach is building culture. And
100%.
Talk about, like, the culture that you came into this year.
Yeah, it's, like, every day it's just been the shock of just, like, how beneficial and how much I appreciate it and how much gratitude I have to have the support system that this culture has. It's what I came here for more than anything
yeah,
else.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, the way we reflect, the way we actually talk about the hard things and the truth, and we, like, get down to the nitty-gritty, and then we learn from it and we grow every day. It makes all the difference. That's the progression you're seeing right now of us being from Saginaw to taking down Ashland.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
That's what it means.
And I'm sure, like, you played for lots of coaches, AU, mm-hmm. travel, high school, all that stuff. And, like, the whole this is sort of deep for my usual nonsense I talk about on the show. But, like, athletics in general is changing and evolving where, like, this is now the way you coach.
Mm-hmm.
Not screaming at you, not telling you how terrible you are, not the days of the players playing because we're going to win because we hate our coach. Those days are done.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Like, this is like, like I said, Autumn's really good at that. And I think that's something that you guys all rally around now.
Oh, 100%. And it makes it like, practice is my favorite part of the day. Every
yeah.
single day you come in and you're competing and you're getting better. And that culture and that support system, like, I want to change it or trade it for anything.
Yeah. We're talking with Alexa Colonitis here on Northwood Basketball Weekly, sponsored by Fricks on Sports Radio 100.9 The Mitt. One of the things that you've done is obviously you got to play with a lot of our former Dow High School players
mm-hmm.
on the team. Did you play with Ellie at all, or was that just after?
No, just open gym runs.
Okay, okay,
stuff,
yeah. So obviously you did play with Maisie.
Yes.
So, and it's just wild to look back in those teams and how much talent Dow had on all those years. So many college players. Mm-hmm. Must have been a lot of fun to be on those teams.
Oh, it was so much fun to be on the team and to grow up watching them play.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
So much inspiration came from Dow's culture, for sure.
Yeah, because I know, like, gosh, that one year with when Ellie and Maisie were both on the team, they had, like, 5 or 6 Division II players,
mm-hmm.
Division I or Division II players.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just crazy.
Kaylee Wasco,
yeah.
Molly was on that team.
Yep,
yeah,
yep, yeah. I mean, just crazy. I mean, it's just – yeah, I'm sure sometimes you feel like, because I know I feel old when I watch. I get on my soapbox a little bit about, like, how great the Saginaw Battle League is at that point, and
mm-hmm.
it's just not the same anymore.
No, it's not the same. My sister's still playing in
yep,
Dow
yep,
right
yep,
now.
Yep, yep,
so.
Yep, yep, yep. She's a very good player, too. We should not forget about her. But the days of having, like, 3 or 4 Division I players on any, like, a few teams in the I almost said the GMAC, in the Saginaw Battle League.
Yeah.
Those days are done. And I'm sure a big part of the reason why you initially went to Davenport was going to college 30 seconds from your house is maybe not the experience you want to do, but what made you decide to come back?
Yeah, I mean, out of high school, I was looking just for something different
to
find my independence and everything. And coming back here, I mean, more than anything, just Northwood's basketball program and the culture that they have established. Like,
yeah.
I knew that's what I wanted after
right.
my 2 years of experience.
Right.
What I went, and, you know, like, I just wanted to – you know, push myself as a person and as a player and doing that more than anything. I can do that here. And then being close to home, I love my family. Now
of course,
I get to go watch my sister play her games.
You get to go do a little. You got to go be independent for a while, but now you still get to be around your family.
Yeah.
And
I have the rest of my life to go.
Yeah, yeah,
go
that's
anywhere,
true.
So.
That is true. That is true. One thing about this team is obviously you and Maeve kind of share point guard given this week. And but I want to know what it's like to be on the floor with Maeve because she in mostly incredible ways can do stuff that you just don't expect.
Oh yeah.
So talk about playing with someone that is honestly just so, I'm going to say unpredictable. And I mean that in the best way possible.
No, 100%. She keeps you on your toes and, like, you know, being her shooting guard when she's point guard, you got to be ready to react and support her in whatever she needs at that moment.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So, and it's, like, it's definitely been a learning curve more than anything.
Yeah.
Like, she does have tendencies. It just takes a little longer than most players to
learn
them. So, it's been a lot of fun. I mean, she's a crazy player. She gets you excited.
She gets you smiling, for sure. And obviously, and I mean, it's another part of the adjustment this year is that she was in a completely different role last year, too.
Mm-hmm.
Like, last year, if she didn't score, we still had a really good chance to win. And now she's an important part of the offense. So it's a learning curve for her. And I've spent so much time talking on the radio and on the when I interview the players, talking about Leah Holmes. Because, I mean, she has the rate of improvement, how hard she works and how good she is already as a freshman. It's just – it must be crazy for you to watch her.
Oh, it's awesome. Leah's so athletic. And in game, only on game days, I call her Sparky because every once in a while you see that spark come out of her. Yeah. And it's just like nobody can stop that. Yeah. Where is that coming from? It's amazing to see.
Yeah, and then like that length, and she just so – it's just so fun to watch. And then I got to finish it off with the other big offensive weapon, Maddie Volker. Sometimes you wonder how she does it, but she's so smart, she's so strong, and she shoots it so well that she's got to be a lot of fun to play with, too.
Oh, 100%. She's so reliable, too. You know exactly what you're going to expect out of her, you know.
And did you ever play with her when Jake was coaching, or was that a separate time?
No, I played against her in high school, when she went to Goodrich. And then, again, she was just a mystic player. So when we did a lot of practices, we did a lot of gym runs. So I've been around Maddie for a really long time.
Yeah,
but I didn't know her at all to the extent I know her now.
Yeah,
and it's been a lot of fun.
Yeah, because it is, I will say, and I've told it to both of them, too, it's fascinating that her and Jake are related. Because they are, there's the small parts you could definitely see they're similar, but then there's a lot of ways that, like, Jake might be the biggest goofball I know.
Oh, 100%.
And Maddie is a lot of things, but goofball would not be one of the things I call her either. She has it in her, too, but, she's not perpetually living a life like Jake does.
No. Jake is just always a goofball, for sure.
Yes, and we love him for it. Last thing I always ask is, academically, what's your major? What do you want to do when you're done playing basketball?
Yeah, so right now I'm a management major, and my minor is in healthcare management. Originally, I didn't come here because I want to be a physician's assistant. And with my 2 years at Davenport, now it's possible that I can still go be a PA.
Okay,
so
cool.
It's going to be a long, twisted route to get there, but that's still the end game.
Yeah, and the most important thing is you got to, if you're going to play college basketball, you got to enjoy it.
Oh, 100%. And I only had 2 years left. I wanted to.
Yeah. And we're really glad you're here. So,
yeah, thank you.
Coley, thanks for joining us, and good luck this weekend against I almost said Finley, but you guys don't play Finley. The men play Finley. You guys play Tiffin on Saturday, ODU Thursday. Good luck this weekend.
All right. Thank you. Appreciate it.
We'll take a break. Come back with Tom Church. You're listening to Northwood Basketball Weekly, sponsored by Frick's on Sports Radio 100.9 The Mitt. Welcome back to Northwood Basketball Weekly, sponsored by Frick's on Sports Radio 100.9 The Mitt. Our next guest is the men's basketball coach, Tom Church. Coach, it's tough to ask the question, how you doing after an 0-2 weekend, but I'm going to ask you, how are you doing?
We're all right. We're okay. You know, we're hanging in there, playing hard, and, you know, certainly frustrating to lose two at home, but there were some positive signs to both games, and I'm sure we'll talk about those a little bit, but, you know, still 0-2, and you got to find a way to, play better, especially going on the road now.
Thursday night, you played Lake Erie after the week off. I guess the first question is always, how did you feel like you guys were when you came back after the break? Because a week off is always an odd thing in the middle of a basketball season. Some of these guys have never gone through that before where they can't even do anything with you. How do you think the guys looked when you got back?
Good. It was like anything. You know, each day that we were here got a little bit better.
Yeah.
And then certainly playing the Lake Erie team with the style of play that they have, first game back was a little bit challenging. But I thought we handled it really well. We're up at half, playing well. Couldn't keep it going there in the second half. And that was a disappointing piece. We've had so many games where we've either been within a possession or ahead at half and haven't been able to really close out the game and play well in the second half. So those are some things we got to get corrected.
I said broadcasting the game, I don't even know so much that Lake Erie wears you down, but the way they play means they're just fresher than you down the stretch maybe a little bit. And then obviously – the course of the game with the number of foul calls, it was an odd night.
Yeah, I don't know that I've been part of many games like that, but it was frustrating. 83 free throws shot, we didn't help ourselves. I mean,
we
missed 22 free throws, and that's not even including, I think we missed two or three front ends of one-on-ones. You know, you can't do those things and expect to win, against a quality team like Erie and the way they're playing. And you know, kudos to them for their new style. But I thought we did enough to win for sure. But you got to make free throws. And we've got to learn how to kind of handle ourselves, you know, with that type of pressure and that type of game that it was.
Yeah, chippy, physical. But that's Lake Erie, and that's the way they play. That's the way they are. And, like you said, for the huge part of that game, you led, you held the advantage. But then, like, just down the stretch, Like, obviously, just like 51% overall is a good percentage, but like, you know, you, like you said, not converting free throws and just a few missed opportunities here, and then all of a sudden you look up and you're down by 10.
Yeah, and it's, you know, and that's what we told the guys too, like being up or down 10 really doesn't matter in a game like that,
yeah,
because it's really being up or down 3 or 4.
Yeah.
But, you know, I feel like, you know, Lake Erie's game Thursday, even Thomas More a little bit Saturday, is kind of a microcosm of where our season is at right now, where, you know, we've got to find a way to win games rather than it's like, I don't want to say we're inventing new ways, but, you know, missing free throws, missing some shots around the basket, you know, those are the things that we've got to get corrected to be ahead now at the end of games and be able to get those wins.
Yeah, and like, I thought at times, you know, JT Morgan was outstanding in that game, but then you lose him at the end of the game, 16 points, 13 rebounds, was 10 for 15 from the foul line. He was one of the guys that actually made free throws that night. But, you know, like, unfortunately, he ends up getting a technical, and you don't have him down the stretch. And, he's an important part. And then right now,
we're just not deep enough.
Exactly. I'm just going to say, fairly or unfairly to say, we need him. We need all of our key guys to be there at the end of a game.
Right, yeah, now. You know, and that's part of, you know, what we're trying to build here. I think with building a culture, you build depth to where when those things happen, you know, you've got some guys that can step up. And you know, Saturday, I thought we played extremely well at times. I thought there was their point in the first half where it kind of got away from us a little bit. But no, I mean, you know, JT is a emotional player. He's a great young man.
Yeah.
He knows, you know, what he did was wrong, and he, you know, suffered the consequences like that, you know, and you know, took it like an adult, and we've moved on from it, you know, but you, like you said it, you know as well as I do that, you know, taking him, you know, a piece that he is, taking him away from the team like that for a game, it was going to be an uphill battle. But again, I thought we battled and played well.
Yeah, especially because that's the kind of style they play and what – your guys are going to try and get the ball inside, and that's the JT's the guy you could throw it into, and then, like, yeah, you know.
Their big kid goes for 20-some, you know, yeah, and he's a nice player, but does he do that against JT, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And that's where just, you know, and we even said it as coaches, you know, like we were warming up, and it's like just his presence alone, you know, as big and mobile and athletic as he is, you know, his presence alone kind of brings something to the table, so. You know, we're not a program that's going to make excuses, though. We felt that we still had a good opportunity to win, and we had some things transpire, you know, during that game, and you know, had to as a coach, you got to make tough decisions sometimes. But again, I thought we played well, and I thought we, you know, I thought there was a point at the beginning of the second half where we really started to click, and you know, we kept ourselves in it and still gave ourselves a chance. We did some things defensively in the second half to kind of throw them off kilter a little bit, but just couldn't get enough offensive momentum, you know, to get it down there at the end where we gave ourselves a chance to win.
We're talking with Tom Church here on Northwood Basketball Weekly, sponsored by Fricks on Sports Radio 100.9 The Mint. Saturday then against Thomas More. Again, in this situation, it's just there's little stretches of the game. Like with 4:30 to go in the first half, it's a 2-point game. And then you go to halftime, and it's a 10-point game. And it felt like it was a one-possession game the whole time. Then you look up, you're down by 10. That's just not the way that felt the game was going at that point.
Yeah, and we had to make some adjustments at halftime, which we did, and we started post-doubling. And you know, you don't really want to have to do that as good a team as Thomas More is. You know, but we did, and I thought our post double worked in the second half, but we just gave up too many, you know, I call them bully ball shots where they just kind of bullied us inside.
Yeah, absolutely. The whole game. That was going to be my next point.
Yep,
yeah.
And they kind of bullied us around the basket, and we got to do a better job there, but I thought they bully balled us and got – that's where they were able to extend their lead, and then we were just really never able to recover from it, you know, in the second half.
Yeah, they scored – that final was 73-57. They had 44 points in the paint, and like you said, like, it's just – and again, JT was unfortunately unavailable in that game, and they took full advantage of it because that's the biggest, strongest guy we got on the roster, and essentially they were rotating which guy was going to just basically take their dribble back down and go score.
And like I said, with his presence, you know, maybe, but you know, we'll never know. I mean, we'll get another crack at them, you know, a little bit later in the year, but. Yeah, you know, and I still felt like I said, I thought we played well enough to give ourselves a chance. There was just a few stretches there, like you said, at the end of the first half where it got away from us a little bit.
Yeah, and the other thing about last week is you played two really good teams. Those teams are combined, what, 20 and 6 now overall, and they're teams that are – they've found their identity. I mean, Lake Erie's is completely different than it was. I mean, sorry to our friends from Notre Dame College, but really Notre Dame College has completely changed the course of that program by adding seven new players. So it was. It's two good teams, and we had a chance in both games.
Yeah, we did, and you know, that's our league. I mean, it's there's no like, you know, gimme games or anything like that. You know, and you know, I don't know if our league's as top heavy as it has maybe been in the past, but you know, the teams at the bottom, I mean, they're really not that much separation from being middle to the upper pack. You know, and it's gonna be like that. It's gonna be like that all year. You know, we're going to, like I said, we're going to, I think sometimes we maybe play just a little bit better even on the road sometimes.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
I'm looking forward to this road trip here and seeing if we can compete and come away with a win or two, because, you know, I don't feel like we're that far away. And I feel like when we have all of our pieces and we're healthy, you know, we can get back in the win column and do some damage there.
I would say because I'm on one of the regional rank committees for men's basketball, or I vote on it, and I would say maybe not the top is not, but like say like four through like one, two through five is as good as it's really, because like the region right now has 10 teams that are have at three or fewer losses already at this point, and that's very rare to get to this point where there's like the 10th ranked team in the region is 11-3 right now.
I know it's you know, and it's just, I don't want to say we're like the Big 12 conference, but it's like you're gonna have just teams like if you don't bring it every single night. You know, you're going to stub your toe for sure. And with the point rating system, you know, we were talking to our guys a little bit. It's not just the amount of wins. It's about the amount of quality wins and bad losses that you want
to
avoid. Yes,
absolutely.
You know? So, you know, it's happened in the past where a team's had more wins but doesn't get into the tournament because the team below them got more quality wins. So, you know, it's obviously a little too early maybe to talk about the point rating system.
No,
but
it's
a thing, you know.
It's there because I was at Hillsdale last year that had one more win than Thomas More. They had to go to Thomas More last year because of Thomas More's strength schedule and stuff. Mm-hmm. So.
Well, we were in the same boat last year, too, when we were at Tiffin, where you know, we were one of the only teams to win at Cedarville, and that was a huge point getter, if you want to call it like that, for us. So, you know, there's still a lot of those out there, but more importantly, we just need to get more consistency, having a full team, being healthy, playing well, and you know, we'll be able to take advantage of that, and I think we'll be able to win some games here, you know, over the course of January and into February.
Well, coming up this week, you hit the road, first time in a while. Actually, we had the break there, but it's been a nice stretch here where you've been road. But at some point, like you said, I think it's good to get on the road and get your team out away from here. Thursday at Ohio Dominican. You've already played them this year, won a close game. Talk about what may anything change from the Panthers from the first time, the second time?
Well, JT and Jameson played really, really well there. And I think that's one of the keys here. We got to get, you know, JMO had that injury.
Yep.
And since then, we haven't really been able to kind of get him going. So I think he's going to be a big kind of key. You know, his perimeter shooting, he's always bringing his toughness every single day. Defensively.
Getting to the basket and stuff.
Basket.
Like, did a good job of that. But that shot, that it's the exact same look. His shot looks good. It just was going in a lot early, and it's not going in right now.
I know,
now.
And that's,
but
where
that's shooters. That's
a
shooter's life.
I know. It's always the percentages, the, you know, always averages out. So, you know, I think getting him back to making shots, I mean, obviously we'll have, you know, JT will be full strength on Thursday. But I think another guy is Bray. You know, I think he's been a little bit more aggressive. You know, and to be honest with you, I thought Will was really good on Saturday.
Yep.
Offensively, you know, up to a certain point.
Yep.
And you know, I'm counting on him. So, you know, we've got some pieces here where if we can get everybody kind of clicking at the same time, I don't think there's anybody we can't beat.
Right, right. And then Saturday, Finley, who's had a resurgence this year. This is the program has been the best program essentially in the Midwest for a long, long time. They've been down a little bit, but they got a really, really good team this year.
They do, and they've changed their style a little bit. You know, they're pressing and playing in the full court a little bit. So it's going to be another up-and-down game for us on Saturday. So, you know, one day prep for them, you know, that's going to be a little bit difficult. But I think having played Lake Erie already is going to give us give us a little bit of an advantage. So, we'll see if we can't get one Thursday on the road. It's always nice to get that first one on the road trip, and then we'll turn our focus toward the Oilers.
Yeah, that's always that first game. I mean, Because then it all, and you don't want to say you're always trying to win every game, but if you get that first one, it's almost like, all right, this is a good trip no matter what.
Oh yeah, splitting on the road.
Yeah.
With that two games is it, getting that first one is always good. You just play a little bit more relaxed on Saturday. Yeah. So yeah, we'll do our best, and we've had a good few days of practice here. So you know, I think, like I said, we got everybody back. This is one of the first practices I think since we've had everybody back and healthy and all that.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
So, yeah, we're looking forward to it, and we'll see what we can get done.
It's Thursday night at 7:30 at Ohio Dominican, Saturday at 3 o'clock at Finley. Coach, thanks for joining us, and good luck this week.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
We'll take a break. Come back with Noah Pruitt. You're watching Northwood Basketball Weekly on Sports Radio 100.9 The Mitt. Welcome back to Northwood Basketball Weekly, sponsored by Frick's on Sports Radio 100.9 The Mitt. Our next guest is a senior, Okemos, Michigan, Noah Pruitt. Welcome, a veteran. We just talked about this. It's your third time on the show now, or?
Yep.
Okay, yeah, so, third time. Yeah, yeah. So I'm going to ask you a lot of questions you've already answered before. So we're going to judge how much better you're getting each year.
Sounds good.
After last year, it was obviously with the coaching change and stuff, you explored maybe leaving. What just made you decide to come back to Northwood?
Well, I was really close to graduating when I was already here.
Okay.
So that was pretty easy on trying to come back here. And, I mean, it was a new culture coming in here, too.
Yeah.
So, like, after that, I mean, I reached back out to church, and he was fine with it. And back here, I'm about to graduate this spring.
Okay, so cool. Yeah, and obviously it's been a little up and down, lots of new guys and stuff, but it does feel like things are trending. You guys – I think, like, just the passion, the effort level has really been. Does it feel the same way on the inside as it does watch from the outside?
Yeah, it's been different in a way of just making sure everybody's together, and I think people can see that a little bit too. Is like we're not like all over the place necessarily.
Yeah,
but yeah, that's been a big part of it, is keeping everyone like somewhat level headed.
Yeah,
with each other and around each other.
So, yeah, because I mean. Nothing to not – I'm not insulting anyone that's been around the program in the past, but, like we – those two games last week, I think we would have lost by 40 in the past when things started to go bad. They would go really bad, and I still think we're still competing the full 40 minutes right now.
And that's the nice thing about this team right now, is being a whole bunch of new guys and everyone's still showing some fight.
Yeah.
Like, even when it's like, all right, we're down 10.
Yeah.
Usually, you know, like, unfortunately, in the last couple of years, they might get ran off 20-30 like really quickly. This year, you know, we got guys that'll at least we'll fight back. We'll keep playing hard, and I mean, we'll just keep getting after it. And I mean, our problem this year really has been trying to figure out how to win. I think necessarily as a new team, because I think we've been playing good for 30 minutes.
30 minutes, yeah, because that's what we're just talking about, church. Yeah,
yeah. But I think we'll let maybe 6 minutes of the game slip away from us right now, and I think that's where our biggest concern has been.
And I think part of it too, obviously, is adjusting to a new group of guys. I mean, like, the good part is a lot of them are basically veterans and grad seniors and stuff like that have been around, but you still got to get used to how JT plays. You still got Gio and Eli. Those guys are all new players and stuff. Talk about learning what those guys have been like.
Yeah, just every day in practice, especially being a point guard, just knowing what they're good at, like where their shots come from, where they want their shots from, where we want to get the ball to them at. So every day in practice, I'm seeing their moves. I'm seeing what they like to do, like where I need to get them the ball. And that goes for all the way down, like 1 through 13 on our team. Yeah. So, yeah.
And I think the one thing that I've really stood out to me about those guys is that those are really good dudes. Like, they've really come in, and they're I love talking to all those guys. It's a really I do think, like, the group of guys you got this year, it's a really awesome group.
It's a really good group. I really like being around them, too, also. I'm glad that I came back and I got to meet a lot of these guys, actually. Because another thing in college basketball is, you know, making the relationships and stuff with people, especially along these 3 years. And it's another good set of guys that I'm glad to have met. So.
We're talking with Noah Pruitt here on Northwood Basketball Weekly, live from Frick's on Sports Radio 100.9 The Mitt. Well, one guy you didn't have to learn about his game was obviously Will Young. Yeah. How much time did you guys cross over in high school?
Well, I was a senior, and he was a sophomore when he was actually starting to get his real minutes.
So did he get some? Was he on varsity at that point?
He got moved up his freshman year.
Okay,
too,
so you got to play with him a lot as a freshman, a little bit as a freshman, more as a sophomore.
Yeah, yeah, like more his sophomore year, I played with him a lot. That's when he was really playing, and I've known him for a long time.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And his game is, he does what he does, what he's been doing right now.
Yeah.
You know, he hits shots, hits big time shots. So
yeah. He loves those deep threes. Too,
that's
right?
so that's always been his thing. So I can remember all the way back to high school, just passing to him, run the wing, and he you know.
I love Will, but I will say sometimes I'm like, he just shot that from 26. Yep. He could have shot from 20, and it'd have been still a three-pointer. Yep. But, I mean, honestly, he makes them. So yep. what are you going to do? I mean, yep. that's part of his game. And you're obviously a veteran point guard, been here a long time. And now you're the mentor to your mentee mm-hmm. and Shamray and yep. Braden. He's growing and becoming yep. a better player. How talk about him as a person and as a player.
Braden's a good guy. He's a really good guy. He's the type of player where I can't wait to see him in another 2 to 3
yeah,
years.
Yeah.
Where he's really gotten to learn. He's really getting some more college games under his belt, and he can become more of a level-headed point guard himself.
Yeah.
Right now, I think he's a good scorer. He's got a good build, you know, yeah. tall too. So I just think it's all about him getting just a little bit more experience and being yeah. willing to take that step to lead other guys later in the future.
Yeah, I think his basketball IQ is great.
Yes.
But you can also see, like, what he's seeing. And mm-hmm. I can make this pass. Well, you could have made that pass last year. This year, that's a turnover. Last yeah. year, it's a dunk. This mm-hmm. year, and just learning the speed and the
yep.
length. And the length is probably the biggest thing.
Really, yep.
Because those dudes all are long. Yeah, they all look yep. like Tayshaun Prince with mm-hmm. their long arms. That's too old of a reference now. But you know what I mean. The long arm dudes.
Everybody knows
Tayshaun.
Know
yeah, yeah. So this week you're going to Ohio Dominican. You guys already played those guys. And you got Finley too. But, like, what kind of things do you want to see the team get better at as the time goes on the rest of the year?
I think throughout the games we need to make some – as players, we just need to make some plays happen.
Yeah.
Because sometimes coaches can give you all the blueprint. They can give you everything. But as players, there's just some plays sometimes that we don't make.
Yeah.
Some all of us, I would say. There's some shots that we need to knock down. We just need to get going and – I really just think that's really been our biggest thing is getting that stop
yep.
or making that shot or whatever it is to win the game.
Yeah,
really. So,
and it feels like especially like with Lake Erie, but I mean also with more teams, it just like that we talk about 34 minutes are good. The 6 mm-hmm. minute stretch, they score, they set their defense, then we can't score, then they get out in transition, then yep. they score, and then it just yep. suddenly turns into and it. 34 minutes are good, but the other six are enough that yep. we could outscore them by 10, the other 34, and then we outscored by 20 in the other six, and we yeah. lose. So,
yeah, I think a part of that is us just all making sure we're still clicking at the right time.
Mm-hmm.
I still think sometimes we'll have a couple guys going and a couple guys not.
Yeah.
And I think that can be kind of troublesome in seeing some guys kind of like, you know, kind of not on a high, but, you know, like
yeah.
just in a good moment, others not. And
yeah.
I think we all need to. As a team, just need to get better at making sure we're all on the same page and,
yeah.
you know, giving guys that positive energy so we can all still be going and that 6 minutes doesn't happen.
Right, right. So. Well, this will be the third time I asked you this. What's your major? What do you hope to do when you're yep. done playing basketball?
I'm sports management, and I like sports, so I just kind of want to stay in the sports
yeah,
realm.
Yeah.
Really. I'm still not, like, 100%
yeah,
on what I want to do after because, like, I love the game. I would love to coach.
Yeah.
Be, like, somewhere around
yeah,
there,
yeah, yeah.
I'm really just seeing where
yeah
takes
yeah that's yeah that's yeah. I always say this to like players and athletes like you at this point. I'm like, well, you're still young, even if mm-hmm. it's like 2 years from now, and then you're gonna be working until you're old as
yeah.
anyway, so let's take your time, figure it yeah. out. And I don't think like the career center probably would like me telling yeah. people that just well. Figure it out later. Well, no, I've always loved talking to you. You're a great dude, and
thank
really
you.
Glad to see you get to finish your career with things trending in the right direction, and good luck this weekend and the rest of the season.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Thanks, Noah. Take a moment here to thank our sponsors of the show. Northrow Athletics would like to thank My Michigan Health for sponsoring this year's Coaches Show. My Michigan is a nonprofit health system headquartered here in Midland and is affiliated with Michigan Medicine, the healthcare division of the University of Michigan. And Sandy Ridge Golf Course, that's our official golf course. For next season, any Northwood Athletic golf outings you want to play in next year, we have lots of them. I know women's soccer is figuring out how to play in there. We got men's basketball, women's basketball, volleyball, football. They're all over the place. They'll be at Sandy Ridge Golf Course finishing out that new clubhouse. It's going to be really nice. Looking forward to that. So thank you to our friends at Sandy Ridge. All the games this weekend are on the road. So Thursday night, it's a little bit different, obviously, as you heard throughout the show, that, again, the schedule changes week to week based on what's going on with obviously, Ursuline on the women's side, not on the men's side, changes things. So on Thursday, both teams are at Ohio Dominican. 5:30 and 7:30 starts. Those games can be watched live on the GMAC Digital Network for free. Live stat links also are on GoNorthwood.com. Then on Saturday, the two schools that are closest to each other in the GMAC are Northwood's two opponents, but Northwood's not playing the same two teams that day. The women's basketball team plays at Tiffin at 1 o'clock, and the men's basketball team plays at Finley at 3 o'clock. So actually the two teams are still riding down together because Tiffin and Finley are essentially the same distance apart as Northwood and Saginaw Valley. It's about a 25-minute drive between the two. So you can watch the team. Both those teams' games, again, are available on the GMAC Digital Network and on GoNorthwood.com for all the links for that. That's going to do it for tonight's show. I'd like to thank all of our guests, Autumn Hagedon, Alexa Kolnitis, Tom Church, and Noah Prutt. And thank you for listening. This is Travis McCurry signing off. We'll be on the air next Tuesday. Next week's a Tuesday show. We'll be on the Tuesday for the next couple weeks, but we'll be on the air next Tuesday to talk about more Northwood basketball. This is Travis McCurdy signing off. Have a great night, everybody.